Welcome back to Mass Monologues, podcast for creatives. Today, I have with me Adonica Albert. She does some light therapy. Can you tell us exactly what it is you do and how long you've been doing it for?
I've been in business. Actually, we got introduced to red light therapy about 2 years ago, which is so super cool. And I'm from Canada. And red light therapy is a new modality coming out here to help heal people at a cellular level. And it's super exciting. And it's been unbelievably a great road to be on right now with this world the way it is right now. So I love it.
Yes. So for those who are unfamiliar with red light therapy, can you tell me what exactly it's used for? You were saying it's used to heal people at a cellular level. What type of healing does that relate to?
So actually healing at a cellular level is, when you look at the scientific part behind it, it's actually called photobiomodulation. And photo meaning light, bio meaning living cells, and modulation meaning change. And it's been around since 1965. Out there in the world right now, we have so many different lights, but I'm going to speak to our light because that's the experience I've had. So red light therapy, what you do is you go under the light for 20 minutes and it penetrates your body into your cellular level. So you're hitting your mitochondria, which is the powerhouse of our cells. And once that's done, then stuff starts to work. They start to grow. They start to get more, cells get more energized. They'll be able to go back to healing you at a cellular level. And as we age, some of this stuff actually starts to slow down, like producing stem cells, producing collagen, producing the mitochondria. And this is the reverse to that. I call it actually the fountain of youth. It's neat that way because that's what it's actually doing, making you more healthier at a cellular level without any medication. Ours is non-invasive. It's like going under a big giant sun without the bad UV rays. And it just takes, it harnesses the red light in the sun that we have out there that we can't get into our bodies. And it's been around for so long that they're just trying to figure this out. And the studies out there are amazing.
So mostly for anti-aging, or can it be used to treat diseases, sicknesses? What type of clients do you usually get?
Everybody. So what it does, our light, what it does, it actually helps with pain and inflammation. So any pain and inflammation in your body, what it will start doing bad things to yourself. So if you got inflammation in your body, we all have inflammation in our body. I'm just going to speak from experience because I can only do that. The reason I got into this, because I'm a stroke survivor. I've had three of them. And what it did is it helped my brain actually get better because as a stroke survivor, we do have a lot of brain plaque that builds up from just the damage of the stroke. But what I've seen is that I've seen people that don't have any problems that want to be preventative that come in and they go, wow, I slept really good last night. I never slept that good. Or I have people that have knee pain that are like, my knee, oh my, I can see my kneecap. So inflammation is gone. And it's really nice to have it afterwards too, after surgeries, because it helps the healing process. So our immune systems are so compromised now with the drugs that are given to us to help us that we have to really be preventative first and foremost. And that's what red light therapy is. It helps everybody.
So there's no specific age demographic that you usually get?
No, and when I think about it now, we have a blue light that does like for teenagers that have acne. We have our red light that could be for anyone. I've had kids that are on professional college teams, university teams that come in for stress fractures. I have a lady who's in her 80s that has a stroke that's doing her brain and her gut. Like, it depends on the body and it depends on you and what you want. So what happens normally is when this happens, when you go under light, it systematically works through the body. So it's just, you put your head under, it's just not your head that's getting it. It's getting the whole body. Cells are everywhere, right? So that's the neat thing about it. So your head might be getting better, but your feet might feel fine too. It's an interesting concept when that happens because, boy, the body is amazing to study. And that's what I do. I study the body.
I'm wondering, do clients need a doctor's recommendation to come to your service? Or is there anyone you wouldn't recommend red light therapy to?
And no, they don't. They don't need a doctor's recommendation. It's nice. There's doctors that do believe it, doctors that don't know anything about it. Normally, it's like another modality, like acupuncture or seeing a chiropractor. So it's another modality. Yes, of course, there's people that we can't see. So we pay people who have pacemakers cannot go under light. The only reason is because we have no studies that are, oh, yeah, they're good. But we can put their feet under the light, but not directly their chest. Pregnant people, we don't have studies that have pregnant people under with babies in them. We don't know what happens. So we don't put them under, but we can put their feet under. So we don't directly put the light to where that So anything. Now I have an artificial knee, so I've had a knee replacement. My knee can go under. So we know that the metal isn't affected by the light. But there's some people with epilepsy. Some of them will go under, but some of them won't go under because the light's so powerful.
Yes.
Oh, so, yeah. You just have, yeah.
You were just saying people with epilepsy. Is there any research studies that show that it helps improve epilepsy, or why would a person with epilepsy consider red light therapy?
I think right now with the studies that I, when people ask me these questions, I always go to the internet and I look up not red light therapy and epilepsy. I look up and I don't think there's enough studies out there to know why that happens. But I've had people that have had epilepsy under light, and the light's farther away. She goes, put my feet under. And she'll text me. I have a lady that texts me and said, oh, I feel a little bit better today. So no matter what, where the light is, it systematically works through the body. But we don't want to put it on the head because it's so bright. They do. When you have your head under, you do wear goggles.
Yes.
But we don't want to do that just because we do not know. We do not know what will happen if we do, because there's no study. So we were really cautious of people like that. The other ones is people who take photosensitive lights, like full sunlight. Yeah, that medication, that's the other one. Mm-hmm. And if you have a little bit of an albino in you, is another one that doesn't go under light. Mm-hmm. That's, yeah. So we're really careful on who we ask and what's going on. And yeah.
And may I ask, are you the business owner of your red light therapy company?
Yes. Yes, I'm the co-owner. My girlfriend and I did this together. So okay. I'm the co-owner, yeah.
Can you walk me through the process of starting up this company? What investments that you've made? Because obviously you'd have to invest into this technology. How much research it took for you to start it all up?
Oh, absolutely. We just got introduced by chance one day and we decided to go down. We'd never heard of it. And at that time, 2 years ago, the masks were coming out for your face, right? Mm-hmm. Like therapy, get rid of your wrinkles, right? You saw you're really creepy looking. I find I would be really scared to be under it because I'm like, I don't like to be claustrophobic.
Yes.
So we did the research. So we decided that I said to my girlfriend, let's do it. I have lots of health issues in myself that we said, okay, she's healthy as a horse. I am not. So we decided, and we did the research doing photobiomodulations. There's lots of government studies out there. And then we thought, oh, interesting. We can help people without taking some drugs. That's great. That's getting them off pain medication. And the company that we belong to, it's actually in Canada. Mm-hmm. And it's a beautiful engineer guy who and his sister got together and say, you know what? Red light therapy, he's been in business for 10 years, but he doesn't do the expanding education part of it into the world. And we invested in One Light and opened a small little business in Edmonton, Alberta, way up north, and just started it there. We offer packages or single sessions, and it's been amazing. And we've sold a couple lights too as well. So glad to do that too as well. Yeah.
Gotta love the winters in Edmonton.
Ah, where are you from?
I lived in Calgary for a while there.
Yeah.
I'm based in Vancouver currently, but yeah.
Oh, you're in Vancouver. I was thinking that you're in Vancouver. I live in Vernon in the summer. So I'm going next. Yeah, I love Vancouver. I love BC.
Yes. So once you invested into this light, what was your process of acquiring customers? And I'm just saying this for creatives, for entrepreneurs on this podcast, because obviously you had to do some convincing to get those clients, because someone who's never done red light therapy might be a bit skeptical.
Yeah. I think what happened is that when we first started, we got our first light when I was in Vernon for the summer. My girlfriend, we said, we need a testimonial. So we used her mom. And she's in her late 70s, very skeptic about the whole thing. This is hokey pokey voodoo-ish. So we knew that we knew her health history anyways, and she was suffering from gum disease. So she had pockets of 8s and 9s in her gums when you go to the dentist.
Yeah.
And we thought, let's just put her under, and I'll just go under for my wrinkles and my crows. Mm-hmm. We were okay. So she ended up, I cut home in September, and she was under the light because she's, I don't think this is working. So she went to the dentist, and her pockets end up, we didn't even think about dentistry. Pockets end up being 4s and 3s, or like from 8s and 7s. We're like, what? I don't know. I was just like, so then I did the big research on gum disease, and then I found amazing stuff. So we needed testimonials. I needed to get under myself for my own testimonial. And I did up a Facebook group. Flip that over, start doing a bit of lives in it, join some networking communities, and it was a gong show, because I ended up on a networking group called BX Networking, and that catapulted our business, because everyone's, oh my God, you have a red light? Oh my God, And they thought this was a face mask. And I said, no, this is a class, hospital two, class grade. We're FDA approved. For Health Canada approved light, and it's ginormous. Mm-hmm. And it's on casters, and you roll it around, and they're like, oh, I need to try. So we would give sessions out for free just for them to get under it. And then we'd see results, and then they started buying packages. So Chris and I were like, oh my God, what do we do? Mm-hmm. So we started doing packages, and it got really popular. Mm-hmm. And we just watched people go through our house and come back. But we didn't, the one thing we didn't want to do is advertise where it was at the time. Yes. And then once we started our website, then we're like, we got to put your house on there for people to know to go. And she doesn't have any children. Mm-hmm. So it was great to be there. And it's fantastic. And now now we have a chair. So you sit on it. We're red light. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. No, so it's a neat thing. Yeah.
I've noticed that the demand for unconventional medicines and these therapies have heightened in the past decade or so. Mm-hmm. For people who would be skeptical of this unconventional medicine. Can you just bring up, I don't know if you've worked with clients, any of the questions they've had, anything that they've just, been hesitant or reluctant to do the red light therapy?
I do. We do have a client right now that she's had, I don't know how many concussions, but major concussions, wearing sunglasses, couldn't have light, had to be quiet. All that great stuff. And I had a deep, a lot of people ask me, can you dig deep on concussions and give me some good, public medical, I can't understand them. I just go right to the conclusion. Half the time they're they do the placebo and red light, but it's the digging deep and answering the questions as much as I can. And if I don't, I go to the company and I say, okay, I have a question here. And and it's nice to be able to go to the company and say, what do you think about pacemakers? We have a guy who wants to be on a red light. He says, as long as it's not on the chest, they'll be fine. So we have the backup of that. We also have the backup of the studies out there. And to be honest with you, LinkedIn has been my godsend when it comes to red light therapy, because more doctors are talking about it on LinkedIn, and you can go and ask them questions.
Yes.
And that makes it just more viable, and more people are like, oh, they stop to think about it. You know what I mean? They stop thinking about therapy. Yeah. And now it's just convincing, chiropractors, yes. Acupuncturists, we have one in St. Albert, where you probably know where that is. She's an osteopath. She loves it. She adjusts under the light, because that's just tenfold of what's happening in your body once you do an adjustment prior or after. Mostly they like to do it prior when it's massage. You don't have the oils on you. Mm-hmm. And then you do the massage. And it's tenfold the effect of that massage would be. So this modality is going to be huge. It's going to be everywhere. We're just on the bottom end of it. And I can see it rising and being so popular. I also see it in a lot of houses. We're going to stop paying to go out to the place of business and just go into their bed. My mom and dad have one in their house. We have a two in Edmonton that bought for their personal, only personal. And that's what we like to see.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, it's wonderful that you were saying you can be backed by all these doctors. You can be backed by companies who are certified by Health Canada Board. And I'm just wondering, do you ever display these questions, these common questions people have on your website?
We do. We have our certificates up probably on our website somewhere. But mostly on where I'm platform, like in LinkedIn. So they know that it's that, because that's what people are looking at.
Yeah.
When they come in, they're up on their walls. Absolutely. My background, I'm a personal trainer. So I'm in background in biology and all that great stuff. So what's nice about having those certificates, it's backing, but I'm still learning. Mm-hmm. We're still learning. So every time Chris and I do something, we're like, we got to put that up. People need to know that you read a medical book, that you have no idea what you did, but you got 10% of it in your head. And I will manipulate somebody under the light that has a sore shoulder or a sore back or something. But we decided, and we're only in business, just the two of us, and we get a lot of government grants in Alberta to help businesses like ourselves too. So we use those as well. And I think everyone should.
Yes. No, it's wonderful for entrepreneurs who are just starting out or small businesses. Those government grants are, you should take advantage of them.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm wondering also, with networking, have you ever done any networking events or just informative events to promote red light therapy?
Yeah, we joined BX Networking And we've done a lot of presentations on red light therapy. And it's quite funny that when we did it, both Chris and I are in our late 50s. So we're not young. So we're back to old school where you go to the dollar store, get the big boards and do the old fashioned instead of a PowerPoint. God forbid we do a PowerPoint. We'll probably end up not making that work really well. But we started doing a lot of presentations for this and just getting our name out there, like doing women's shows, being able to bring our light because we have a tabletop for it as well. And just to get it out there. People are always thinking, so the ones on Amazon that have 9 lights that are $400, ours, and those are LEDs. So people also need to ask questions before they buy a light, be educated about the light. And that's super important.
Yes. And I'm just wondering for lights, any consumers out there who see these lights on Amazon or any other marketplaces online, they range from, I'd say, $100 to they could go up to thousands even. Have you noticed that there is a difference if someone was going there to buy a light, maybe it was for some blue light mask or maybe it was laser hair. I've heard that they've had those laser hair lights that you can use. Yeah. Would you recommend some brands over others, or is there a price point that would be more effective for a light, laser light, or how are they priced usually?
It's apples to oranges. I'm going to just be honest with you. You just need to know the basics. You need to know how many watts it is. How many wavelengths? The wavelengths are really important. The joules, how much energy it's given into your body, because our body can only handle a certain amount, and the intensity of it all. So when you're looking at ours, most of the lights out there are LED, and they're coming from another country. We know that. And you have to switch those LED lights out. Ours is one light. It's one big plasmic lamp, and it's been tested. It's been cleared. It's been like he is very anal about his lights. And we are actually proven to penetrate the body 3 inches. Of course, there's price ranges going from 100 to 25,000 up to 100 grand of lights. So you have to be careful. Every red light's going to be great for you. It depends on how much you want to spend and how much you're going to have to repay over the years. If you want a light to last forever. To be honest with you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's the key. That's the education part of red light therapy is what's the best out here. You also want to make sure that if you're a business owner and want to bring a red light, that you're not having to hold the light over top of somebody because you have to be certified for that.
Yes.
You could burn their skin. Mm-hmm. And then we found that out, not through our light, but doing a course on that. Mm-hmm. So we knew that I never want to do that kind of light. I want to make sure that it's safe, that I no touch. Turn the light on and I'll leave the room so I can do something else with somebody else.
Yes.
Yeah. So it depends on the person and how, like, it depends. There's lots out there.
Yeah. It's wonderful to just have that education, to educate yourself prior to investing in a light or even prior to going to a light therapy session. Continue.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Okay.
If you're...
No, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. It's cutting out. No, it's cutting out. Okay, you go. Go ahead. Oh,
can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can. Yes. Okay. Go ahead.
Yes. No, I was just saying that with red light therapy, it's good to have that education to educate yourself even prior to investing in a light or investing in sessions. I'm wondering, with all this, considering building your company, having this education, how long did the education process take you? Because I know you've been in this company, you've started up this company a little bit later on in life. How long did it take for you to learn about everything?
We're still learning. So we tried so hard to find an online red light therapy certification. And actually we did find one out of Vancouver. But it was the LED handheld, but it was nice to listen to him anyways, because he was a chiropractor. He was actually letting us know what happens through chiropractor or any manipulation that you go to, whether it's a massage or acupuncture. It was very educational, but it wasn't our light, but it was nice. So what we do right now is that Chris will do the back area of it. And then what I do is I'm the one that's on course. So I decided in COVID to get certified as a joint replacement. And as I was listening to the chiropractor, he was talking about joint replacements and getting under light and how you can manipulate the exercises under light and make it easier. So that made, it was amazing. You put two and two together. And then I started to do other courses. So I can, we can both continue to do courses on different kinds of levels of our business, which is nice because it makes them more open and it makes them, she'll go, oh, guess what I learned today? And I'll go, yeah. Oh, guess what I learned? Instead of us doing the same course, we spread our wings a bit and we do our individual ones and then she'll, and then we come back together, we share. So we work really well together that way. And you have to have also your, when you're starting a company, I mean, just at the first year, we're like together all the time. We're like, oh my God, together all the time. But then we decided this year is that we need to make our own personal goals separately because we know what we want with the business. And let's not forget about our personal as well. And that's crazy when I didn't know we did that last year. We were like running like chickens with our heads cut off because we were so busy and we didn't have time for people and we thought about family and we were stressed. We needed to make money. And this year we decided, you know what? It's time to sit down and think, what do we need? What do I need? Because I know what the business needs. But if I get better, business is going to get better. And that's what we're doing now. So it's a big process when you're doing it. And it's new to the world. So we're like, oh my God.
No, especially with entrepreneurship, stress levels fluctuate as your business improves or you just attain more clients. And it's nice to have a business partner. Would you say that that collaboration of having that business partner, how do you find the right business partner and how do you make sure that your visions align?
We've done other courses where we've been on vision courses. Kind of a weekend where we'll sit and we'll talk about our vision. As a last year, we talked about our vision for our company. And this time we went again and we talked about our own vision. So that was nice. But I'm very grateful because Chris and I have known each other for probably 21 years.
Yes.
And she's one of my best friends. And it's nice that we have that, but we also can get on each other's nerves, but we're able to talk that through. So I think when you're doing something, you really have to check in to your sidekick. I call her my sidekick and she calls me the sidekick. And I'm her energizer bunny. So when you do that, when you check in, it's really great to have that connection because she's been around for a long time in my life. But anyways, when you start and when you start a business with anybody new, you have to do the same thing. You got to make sure you have that bond of some kind as well. So she has to be my cheerleader and I'm her cheerleader. Yeah. We're both each other's cheerleaders. And we have an outside cheerleader too. That's she's both our cheerleader. Not anything part of our company, but she likes to cheer us on. So
the more the merrier.
I think so. And I think that for us it just works. And she both of us are away in the we've shut down our little house business right now. So people can both take a break because we needed it. And regroup and we get back together. So you have to do that. But yes, we're both each other's cheerleaders. We crack ourselves up all the time. But yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
On that note, I'd like to wrap up this podcast episode. Is there your website that people can check you out on? Do you have social media platforms? Just feel free to drop it all.
Right now? Like right now? Let's skip. You can actually have the best name. You can find me anywhere. If you find me on LinkedIn, it's just Adonica Albert. I'm probably the only Adonica out there on LinkedIn. And then on Instagram, I'm Adonica in the house. In Da House.
Yeah.
And then on Facebook, I'm just Celebrate Light, a path to your well-being. No, lighting a path to your well-being. But if you do Celebrate Light, it's two L's.
Yeah.
Get it?
Yeah.
Cell. I know. Eh? My website, our website, celllight.ca. Yeah.
Okay.
And well, you find us. Yeah.
It was wonderful speaking with you.
Yes.
If you listeners enjoy this podcast, please go check Adonica out. And if you want more episodes like this, then share with a friend or family member. And we look forward to seeing you next time.